American Family News, I'm Robert Thornton. Fox News reports a judge dismissed two criminal counts in the Georgia 2020 election interference case against former President Donald Trump and one other count against allies of the former president. Fulton County Judge Scott McAfee ruled that Georgia prosecutors had no authority to bring the charges which related to the alleged filing of false documents in federal court. Fulton County District Attorney Fannie Willis had charged Trump related to the alleged 2020 election interference. Trump pleaded not guilty to all counts. Hurricane Francine made landfall on Louisiana's Gulf Coast yesterday, bringing severe conditions with it. And the cleanup continues. Here's Fox Weather's Jane Minar.
Floodwaters continue to recede from Francine. 9 inches of rain here overnight on the north shores of Lake Pontchartrain. We've seen some improvements as power is coming back on for the nearly 30,000 customers across St. Tammany Parish that lost power last night due to the storm. Power crews are back out as those floodwaters recede to make those improvements. It is a recovery time here on out. Forecast looks good. We've got sunshine, dry air, but heat is building back in. So the race is on to get that air conditioning back up and running.
Fox Weather reports the storm's remnant could be welcome news for locales experiencing increasing drought conditions on the Gulf Coast and to the southern Ohio Valley. Expected rainfall totals of 2 to 5 inches could significantly decrease drought conditions, which range from abnormally dry to even extreme across the region, according to the latest U.S. Drought Monitor. A 4.7 magnitude earthquake rattled the Los Angeles area this morning. It unleashed boulders onto a Malibu road and shook Santa Monica's pier. The U.S. Geological Survey reports the quake was centered north of Malibu. It was felt as far away as Orange County and was followed by several smaller aftershocks. Fox 11 reports the Los Angeles Fire Department said no injuries had been reported earlier in the day and that personnel would survey critical infrastructure in areas of concern to check for damage. A Pennsylvania conservative activist does not think Kamala Harris will score as many points with voters in the Keystone State as so-called experts predict. Here's AFN's Chad Groening.
In post-debate analysis, Democrats and liberal media outlets predictably declared Kamala Harris the winner in Tuesday night's presidential debate against Donald Trump. And many Republicans and conservatives were admittedly shocked at the blatant bias of ABC News moderators and surprised at Trump for failing to fight back and pretty much remain on the defensive through the 90-minute debate. The debate took place in Philadelphia, where Democrats hope Harris's performance will propel her to victory in Pennsylvania. Diane Gramley is president of the American Family Association of Pennsylvania.
I don't think so. Even CNN panel polling showed that Trump won 2-1. And to me, personally, her facial expressions were offensive. They were demeaning. And I think any other voter with any common sense, just watching her very demeaning attitude. I can't imagine her doing the same thing when she's, quote unquote, negotiating with Putin or any other world leader.
And Gramley says it is telling that after the event, Harris immediately called for another debate in October.
It's indicating that she is concerned about losing Pennsylvania. But then a half hour after the debate, she said, let's do it again. To me, that was strange. I think she fears losing Pennsylvania.
Ohio Republican Governor Mike DeWine announced he will funnel resources to combat the influx of tens of thousands of Haitian immigrants that have arrived in the city of Springfield over the last few years. Here's Fox's Christina Coleman.
Over the last 4 years, at least 15,000 Haitians have come to this small city here in Springfield. And this area just doesn't have the infrastructure to absorb such a quick, rapid, and large population boost. They're really struggling. They need more resources. And I'm talking about medical care. You know, they need more school resources. They need more translation services. It's just added to the needs that this whole city already has. All of these issues were addressed in a heated commission meeting full of folks frustrated over this situation.
AAA says the average price for a gallon of gas is $3.24, and a year ago it was $3.84. Diesel is down about 84 cents a gallon on average from a year ago. Find more news at AFN.net. I'm Robert Thornton.